Hello and welcome to the Essex League Cricket, a podcast with myself, Billy Roan, Alfie Taylor and Philip Marsh. How are we doing, boys? Alf?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks, Bill. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we were last on. Thanks to Phil, I think. He seems to have recovered nicely. He's got a bit of a tan.
Yes, I've taken up being a shit at haircut. Yeah. I've taken up being shit at golf now instead of cricket, basically, until cricket starts again. But I was thinking today, if I nick the first ball off, I'll probably never play cricket ever again after waiting this long.
What's more of a frustrating game, golf or cricket?
Well, I've broken one golf club in the last 3 weeks, whereas I've not broken any cricket bats. so I'm going to say golf.
In action or you out of frustration?
I threw a putter about 400 yards in the air.
400 yards?
I missed the pot. I just threw it up in the air after I'd put it down, and it landed funny and snapped in half.
I think you'd take up javelin, Phil.
Oh, no. Honestly, I'm not cut out for it.
Sanderson.
Phil, are you one to let out a massive fuck on the golf course? And so the whole course hears you. It rattles the windows.
It depends how nice of a golf course it is. I did put the second, I reloaded and put the second drive into the trees to the left instead of the trees to the right, and then booted my golf bag over the other day in front of some people.
Were you playing on your own?
No, I was with my mates. It was on a municipal course, so I didn't get asked to leave, but I did then come off on the fourth hole and went home. I thought when you're at the stage when you're kicking your golf bag over, you probably need to be off the course. I took myself off.
How have you been, Bill?
All right, mate. Yeah, all good. I reckon I got the best tan out of you three, out of us three.
Hereditary.
Maple syrup. Yeah. How does your tan, Phil?
Orange, like my beard and my head.
Orange?
Yeah.
Strawberry, mate.
I'm just pale.
Mate, you need to get a redometer out on that.
Yeah, I had a nice couple of beers out in the garden yesterday. I thought I'd get some sun, but it doesn't. It takes me a while to get a tan, to be fair.
All good.
What we got planned for today, Bill?
All right, listen, lads, we've managed to get another guest on this week. England and Essex women's cricketer, Beth McGregor, former women's cricketer. How you doing, Beth?
Yeah, good, thanks, Bill. How are you?
All right. How's isolation treating you?
Yeah, not too bad. I've got a nice, I'm in a top four flat, so it gets pretty hot.
Penthouse.
The penthouse, yeah.
Exactly, penthouse. I wish. But no, I've got a nice little communal garden, so there's plenty of space to get out and about, so not too bad. Nice. All right.
Nice. How long was it since you last played England and Essex?
I reckon, well, I should know this really. Last played, so I gave up England when I was 19, beginning of second year of uni, so that was about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And then played one more season for Essex and then gave up after that. So about 9 months after that, I reckon.
Okay. So basically what we're going to do, we're going to fire off some questions. And we're basically going to try and get Phil to say something stupid. I'm going 3 minutes.
I'm bad 90 seconds.
See, the problem here we have is I know Beth, Bill, so I don't want to piss her off, so I'll probably just refrain from anything controversial.
I'm going 2.5 minutes, Bill.
Do you remember the time? Do you remember the time you bought a bat off me?
It's the best bat I've ever owned, Beth.
He has mentioned that, Beth, actually.
The best bat I've ever owned, and the handle snapped eventually. No, got it fixed,
he
snapped again.
Snap
he has mentioned it on here.
I played a straight drive over the top, and then I thought, this is a bit wobbly afterwards. The next one I played a straight drive, I missed it, got bowled, and my bat went over the bowler's head. God's on it.
What size would that bat have been?
Definitely.
It was, I don't know, what was it? Was it a Harrow, Beth?
It was a normal bat. It was just a spare Gunnamore I had.
Oh, it's an absolute one.
So hang on a minute. Let's rewind a bit here. So you were sponsored by Gunnamore and you sold Phil your bat. Is that how it works?
Post-retirement, Beth, wasn't it?
Post-retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was post-retirement. Yeah, it was.
Oh, that's all right then.
It was at the cricket. We played at Chingford Cricket Week.
It was best benefit year.
Yeah, I think Beth had had enough. Once you'd seen us attempt to play cricket, and I think you'd had enough, Beth, hadn't you? Said, just take it, Phil. Just take the bat off me.
Yeah.
I did pay you for it though, Beth, didn't I? In the end,
you did.
How much, Phil?
A ton. Yeah, a ton. Fair price for a fair bat.
Very good deal, yeah.
The irony.
I'll tell you why else Phil has to watch what he says. Do you remember that time when Best Dad walked off the cricket pitch after you squared up to the opening batsman?
No.
Now. Best Dad was playing. He's playing the second team, and Phil was steaming in, and he got a bit angry with the opening batsman. Said a few words, and then Rich at this time, Best Dad, I think he was fielding in the slips. He sent himself down to find leg to field. Now, he's a senior pro, this guy. Like, he's probably in his 50s at the time, and he'd had enough. He'd had enough of Phil, and he'd gone from first slip. It was a baking hot day as well. He'd sent himself down to find leg. And then when Phil squared up to someone, I think he walked off the pitch. Had enough.
Right, you must have caught me on a bad day to have done that, mate.
A normal day, Phil. We're putting in a normal day.
You've nearly wiped someone out with your putter today.
Yeah, I'm not as angry as I once was, Beth, to be fair. But I'm finding new anger now playing golf, unfortunately, mm-hmm. So I don't know how long that's going to last. But the thing is, the sticks are a bit more expensive if you break them. That's the only problem, you see.
Surely they're a lot harder to break, though, being made of, like, titanium or whatever they are.
Indeed, Beth, but trees are quite hard, you see. So,
Right, Beth, let's take it back to... Let's go some club cricket. Right, so as a girl, it must have been a lot different for you and your experience than it was for us. What was it like being in an environment mostly occupied by middle-aged balding men?
Well, to be fair, I didn't have to obviously play routinely like men's Saturday cricket because obviously I was off doing all sorts of other things. But... yeah, it was quite a strange environment to be in as, say, like a 13-year-old girl rocking off at, like, West Essex cricket club in, like, the third 11 and running into bowl, not bowling very quick, getting men out and then them being pretty humiliated, really.
I think you got me out before, Beth, actually. Bounced me out.
That's right, didn't I?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Bounced me out.
You've been bounced out a few times, Phil, haven't you?
Probably, yeah. Ain't we all? Ain't we all?
So you've played how much men's club cricket did you actually play then?
I don't reckon that meant like that much, really. Like a couple of times a year, maybe. I remember playing a second 11 game with Bill at Ardley Green.
What an honour.
I think I got like late 40s or something. I batted with Paul Scheuer, and every time I ran a single, he probably had run three. It was ridiculous. I'd like send him back every time.
How did I get on, Beth? Did I get any runs?
20 odd.
Billy was, from my memory, Billy was pretty hungover, so I had to drive him. And
you're only 13, Beth. How did you do that?
This is later on. Billy was keeping behind the stumps and, you know, getting very angry with certain batsmen. With one of them telling him that he was too good.
What, so Billy told him he was too good?
I do remember that. Yeah, he was, hold on, he was about 90-odd not out, wasn't he?
And he's too good
for this game. He's too good for it.
You've definitely said that as well.
I bloody didn't say it.
Mate, I've seen you hit a cover drive. Turn and look at me and kiss your bat. You've definitely said something like that. Beth, another club cricket subject, right? For guys playing men's cricket, and us, you've just touched on, you've only played a couple of games a year or whatever. We have changing rooms, but when a girl plays in a men's side, where do they change? What's the most bizarre place you've had to change in?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, getting changed in the Chingford CC women's single cubicle is not like the most enjoyable situation.
That sounds like luxury, though, to be fair.
Could be the umpire's room, Beth, couldn't it?
Hang on, three minutes 30 it is.
When the umpires aren't in there, I mean, they're always shit.
All right, okay.
Yeah, obviously. Terrible.
Yeah, I don't think there's been anywhere that out. Just random toilets, I reckon. Nothing.
Not in a car or not in a.
I remember actually once. I think I helped out and played like Southend Away or something like that.
That's massive, helping out.
Like an away. It was away, so it wasn't even at their main ground. It was like some random place, and there's like some basically a massive container. And then literally getting changed in the container, and there was no lights in it, so you're just literally getting changed in the pitch black. So that was quite interesting. But
was it like being people trafficked?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I can't say it's ever happened to me, but I imagine it might be what it might feel like.
You think you're going to wake up on the back of a lorry?
We've all seen Taken.
Yeah, it's not ideal, that, Beth, is it? But I guess, what do they do at Essex then? Do they, obviously the ladies don't play when the men are there, but what happens if there's any conflict of like interest, say the juniors are training or the under 18s, do they have separate facilities or do you just have to wait?
I don't think it would ever really like cross over. Like you'd all have different training nights or be there at different times. So that never really, like the whatever change rooms were there were just like the women would use it or the men would use it or whatever.
Cool.
Beth, have you ever gone old school full for 11 and turned up for an Essex game in your whites, ready to go? You know, like the Asian lads do in the full for 11, just rock up, bang in the whites, ready to go, fielding first lads.
I think I probably did, yeah. Especially when I was a lot younger.
Yeah, nice. I remember that game you drove me to. You were in your whites.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you were. I got in a car. We tossed up, Beth. We should have been first.
Oh yeah, Beth. Are you one to wear? Are you one to wear county or international clothing to a club game?
No, I don't think I'm.
I don't know, Beth. I reckon you've worn an Essex shirt, definitely.
I definitely have worn an Essex shirt and stuff at like cricket week and all those sorts of things. Well, I didn't have any other whites. The only ones I had left.
And faces.
Run out and stuff. But most of the time, I would try and like borrow Ben or like my brother's Chingford top. Or I did have a Chingford top until I was probably like 16, 17 when I was still playing Colts. So I'd wear that if I was otherwise.
That's a good answer. Diplomatic. Beth, what are the main differences between playing women's club cricket or even county cricket and playing men's cricket? Like, it can be socially, it can be on the field. Yeah, what are the main differences? Do they sledge more?
The sledging session.
Phil's biting his lip here. He's kind of in my eye.
Is Phil on mute?
Phil, is your mic working, mate?
My mic's working fine. All right. I've been a consummate professional.
Yeah, I'd say the sledging's definitely a lot worse in men's cricket. The abuse to umpires is definitely a lot worse in men's cricket.
Was there any abuse in the national women's cricket? Like, you just don't see it, do you? Like, I can't imagine. Like, what would they say? Would they just sort of copy what the men say and stuff? Like,
what, as into umpires?
No, sledging.
Sledging, yeah, I mean.
Has there been any bad cases of sledging while you've been on the pitch? Any fights?
No fights that I can remember. No, nothing. I mean, I think in men's, well, from my experience, in men's cricket, things probably get a bit more personal.
Do you say your dad's a wanker instead of your mum's a slag or something like that? Does it reverse?
I don't think it's that really.
Feels Mike's working now.
It's dad jokes instead of mum ones, basically.
Yeah. But what's the difference, Phil? Because you've still got a mum and a dad.
Yeah, exactly, Phil.
Yeah, I've not really thought that one through, have I, really? I'm just thinking that because it's the inverse, isn't it, Beth? So I'll get back on the rock. Hang on.
So right there, yeah, the sledging is slightly different. What about a night out after a win?
Hold on, Alf. Beth, did you ever get sledged in club cricket?
Yeah, probably in club cricket.
Did you ever get called sweetheart or darling?
Oh yeah,
shot,
there you go, darling. There's a little half folly for you, darling.
The better thing was where if like you'd come into bats and they'd all like obviously come really, really close.
Oh, they do the old whenever someone comes in who's either a girl or about 10 years old, for some reason, the ring has to go really tight. Everyone just has to go 15 yards
just
in.
That silly point, silly cover, silly mid off, silly mid on, that silly circle all the way around.
Yeah.
It's quite enjoyable.
It's always one of those kids who's wearing those, you know, the Slazenger pads that you get Sports Direct. $9.99 specials, and you get hit on the leg at anything over 50 mile an hour, and it's broken your shin bone.
Shirt untucked as well.
Yeah, shirt, absolutely.
Shirt, come in with your shirt untucked, everyone in 10.
No brand shirt as well. Never trust someone with a no brand shirt. No brand cricket shirt.
Black socks is a good one as well. If the geezer's got tucked in black socks, you know he's not going to hit the first ball.
Right, Beth, so we know the differences between men's and women's club cricket on the field. What about off the field? What have been some of your best nights out, whether they be in men's cricket, women's cricket, international cricket, whatever, after a good win?
To be fair, most of the time in the women's stuff, because I gave it up by the time I was like 19, I was like obviously a lot younger, so... And a lot of our cricket used to get played on Sundays and stuff, or you'd be like miles away in like Yorkshire or whatever. So there wasn't really, you wouldn't really go out after like winning or anything like that.
What about England, Beth?
I mean, I've had like a couple of memorable nights out. One must be.
I've been there, Beth, haven't I?
Sri Lanka. Was it Sri Lankaville?
I was there,
Yeah, that was quite random. I was under 18, so I snuck off a couple of hours early and let you lot party.
Well, you didn't even have a couple of WKDs.
I think I had like a couple of daiquiris, you know, but I think I was in bed by about one, and I let the rest of them carry on till what was
it? I think that was like the first tour, or correct me if I'm wrong, but that was like one of the first times that England women's cricket actually started to go more professional. They had sort of like bigger backroom teams. It was just more structured, wasn't it? Staying in a nice hotel. I got told off by the media manager or someone holding a clipboard, marched down, and got told.
Were you posting something? Were you on social media or whatever?
I don't even think there was there. How long ago was that, Beth?
2010. So that was like before like Instagram and stuff, really.
Facebook was still around, though, wasn't it, at that time? But, so, hang on, Bill, so you were at an end-of-tour party with all the England ladies' cricket team. What
we were in Sri Lanka, yeah.
You must have seen some crazy shit went on.
I don't think it was allowed to get too crazy, to be honest. Well, it did, but I can't name names. There was a bit of skinny dipping going on while the pool was getting cleaned at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, go on then, name names.
I can't, no, I can't. I don't know if they're still playing, actually.
Was there any sort of...
I can't remember, Beth, are they still playing? I can't remember who it was.
No, they're not still playing. No.
And was there not any kind of extramarital relationships going on, Bill, bearing in mind they were all on tour? I'm not saying all the ladies are promiscuous, but you know what it's like when people are away, all sorts of crazy shit goes on. So there wasn't anything dodgy going on. Well, they all behave.
With me?
Yeah, like you must have been single lad amongst 15 bloody women.
Yeah,
have you let the side down, Bill? Have you not even tried crack on once?
There's no excuse in that, but it was quite slim pickings.
For the record, Beth just let out a belly laugh quietly.
it was a few of them. I weren't their cup of tea, let's just say.
Not. We're too male.
A few of them, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I don't think David Gandy would have been their cup of tea either, to be honest. But
actually, Beth, that reminds me. So, in your short experience in an England shirt, do you think, because I suppose it's slightly different within men's cricket, did you find that relationships happened? And if so, did they affect the dynamic of the team?
Very serious question now. Thanks for moving on after that.
No, that's all right.
Relationships did happen. I mean, at the moment, there's like relationships within the England team, which I think are well known anyway.
But, on then, Beth.
You're right there, Phil.
It can be well known in the next 10 seconds.
No, I know. Thank you.
Yeah. It's been announced, I think, on BBC News and things like that.
It's inevitable, though, isn't it, Beth? You're in each other's, like, you're basically living, spend more time with them than you do with your family, didn't you?
Yeah, you can do if you're like on tour and like training at Loughborough a lot and all these sorts of things. But I think when it was like time to do like cricket or anything to do with that, then it was like very much just like teammates and nothing really was allowed to be make the team dynamic like awkward or anything. So
who was your best mate on tour, or who was your best mate in England?
Two of the people I probably got on the most with, or I was quite good mates with, was Katie Cross, who's still involved in England. We also went to Leeds. She was the year above me at Leeds Uni as well. So we were like on the MCCU together. So I was quite good mates with her. And Danny Wyatt, I was quite good mates with as well.
She's from Stoke, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Danny Wyatt. Yeah, she's a clay head. Well, again, I could go on into... I'll shut up there. But
what's a clay head?
A clayhead is somebody from Stoke, mate. A jug. Stoke-on-Trent is Potteries, isn't it? Was Laura Newton? Was Laura Newton still playing at the time, Beth, when you were there? Because she was a decent cricketer, wasn't she? I don't know whether she was Laura Newton or she changed her name, actually.
I played against her a few times. She wasn't in the England stuff anymore by the time when I was in the England stuff.
So when you played for England then, are many of the England team that were around your age still playing, or do a lot of them kind of fallen out of love with the game? Because you don't see a lot of ladies cricketers go on late into a career, do you? A lot of them seem to...
Oh, I don't know, Phil. They've always quite long careers.
Charlotte Edwards is about 103, isn't she?
Yeah, like, I think when Beth was playing, just off the top of my head, Catherine Brunt was playing, wasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's probably been playing. Oh, I don't know how long.
The captain,
Shrubsole, was definitely playing.
Shrubsole,
Sarah Taylor.
It was on tour when I was there.
What one did you go for, Bill?
What's that?
What one did you go for?
None, mate. None.
That's got to be a lie.
Beth, who are you skinny dipping with, Bill?
Who are you skinny dipping, Bill? Come on, name names.
I'm not a strong swimmer, so I don't think I did.
Is that a euphemism, is it, Bill?
No, I don't think I did, and obviously I've got delicate skin, so I didn't want all that chlorine. Looking at my paws.
Hey, where's the best food, Beth, on tour then you've been to? How many tours you've been on? Sri Lanka, where else?
I've done Sri Lanka, India twice, South Africa.
Where's the nicest place? Best people, best cricket grounds. Where's your favourite?
Don't know really.
India must have been good for the food, surely, and it's wild out there.
India would have been amazing for the food, but unfortunately at the time, when I was like 15 or whatever, well, I went twice actually, but the first time when I was 15, I didn't like rice or curry. So
delicate palate.
It was a bit of an issue.
What did you eat then? Because that pretty much is 95% of Indian cuisine, isn't it? What did you eat?
Like naan, a bit of naan.
garlic naan, please, and a mango lettuce.
And a Nutri-Grain.
Nutella sometimes, a little treat.
Do you have obviously all the nutritionists out there with you, the sort of dietitians and stuff then?
We'd have like a physio, well the physio would sort of do that. We'd get given like, when we went to like India and Sri Lanka and stuff, you get given like tablets to take to like stop you getting ill and things like that.
Got the old deli belly, you don't want that really if you're getting whites especially.
Yeah, and he used to...
Cheers, Phil.
Phil, how would you cope if Beth was coming in and she got you out at LBW? Or bowled, actually. How would you react?
My God, Bill, you put me on the spot there. I'd be...
In all seriousness.
What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I'm quite a bloody male alpha type character, so I'd be absolutely devastated, I'm not going to lie. I'd be devastated. Even if she played for the World 11, I'd be devastated if I got out to a lady, Bill, because that's just the way I'm built. But all naturally, right. I'd probably congratulate her on it in the bar and try and get a number off her.
That's been the best answer I've ever heard.
And then what? And then she's got to do the washing up after, Phil, was she?
Yeah, yeah. And then when she told me no chance, I'd probably just traipse home defeated in both ways.
Shadow batting down the alleyway.
I don't think I've ever faced you, Beth. I've never been on opposing sides, mate. Have I? I've only ever played one game with you, and I think it was a bit of a charity game, wasn't it? A cricket week. I remember being disappointed because I think you got about 7 and got out. I think you got caught, I'm pretty sure, trying to do something flamboyant. unless I'm mistaken. I'm sure you're trying to dill Jan's up spinner or something like that. Got caught.
I wanted to get some pims instead of...
Good afternoon.
So, Beth, watching... Because it's been a while since you retired at such a young age. Actually, let's touch on that. Why did you retire at such a young age? Or why did you stop playing? Or are there multiple reasons?
I stopped playing because I sort of fell out of love with it a little bit. It took over a lot of my life. I was like 19 at uni, having probably been doing cricket sort of like 3-4 times a week pretty much all year round for the last probably like the 5-6 years before that. Missed out on quite a lot of things, and at the time the game wasn't yet professional in the way it is now, and I sort of knew that after uni I knew I would want to go and like get a job outside of cricket, so I also wanted to enjoy myself at uni, so there was no point in me, it was like a good time for me to call it quits, I think.
Yeah, not, so watching women's cricket now and seeing how far it's progressed, especially, it's much more media coverage now. Do you feel a bit envious, or would you like to still be playing, or would you like to have another go at it? Like, do you get jealous of watching the girls play that probably you played with and enjoyed spending time with 10 years on?
And you were better than them as well.
Yeah, which you told us off air before this started.
Yeah.
I think the short answer is no. I think sometimes I get a bit annoyed in terms of like how much it took over my life, but at the same time I can't really knock it. What other like sort of 15-year-old misses like gets to go to India, Sri Lanka, South Africa, like all these sorts of places. So yeah. Like, gave me some amazing experiences that I wouldn't have had otherwise. Also, like, it is really good that that's all happened and it's getting a lot more coverage now and everything else, but I'm not the sort of, I wouldn't enjoy being in that sort of limelight, I don't think.
The standard's a lot better now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or do you not think?
I mean, it's hard because I suppose you can't really tell unless you're playing in it. So, like, if I was but to...
Just the power hitting, though. I mean, some of the girls, they can hit the ball miles. Who's that girl for South Africa? The opener.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Lizelle Lee.
Yeah.
She's for miles.
Yeah, so I played against her when I was in South Africa.
Oh, really? How old is she then? She your age?
No, she's got to be early 30s, I reckon.
I was going to say,
What
was she like then, at that age?
Sorry?
What was she like at that age then?
Yeah, pretty back similar, then. To be fair, I think.
Hit the ball a long way.
Hit the ball a long way, but obviously must have improved over time. But I think probably the main difference is that you haven't got, like, you've probably got a bit more depth in, like, your batting and bowling. Like, before, there would probably be, like, one person that would, like, massively stand out in a team, potentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you can probably pick, like, 3 or 4, like, 5 or 6. You could be, like, matching those sort of things.
I guess that's a natural progression, though, Beth, isn't it? Because more and more girls are getting involved in the game. There's kind of more competition, so therefore you're going to get better players, aren't you? It's natural evolution of the game, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's good. I think it's good now how there's more local club sides for women rather than, as you say, like girls having to go and play in second teams against men, and especially when they tend to be a little bit younger before they would have gone on and played for England or whatever, I guess for them to have their own sides now. I mean, do you think you would have finished up? I mean, you've just mentioned obviously university and leaving, you wanted to enjoy it and so on, but do you think you'd be more involved with the game if you had like a women's league and women's team rather than having to play with the blokes?
Well, so I did play in a women's club team as well.
But not at Chingford. That wasn't Chingford, right?
That wasn't Chingford. It was Loughton. There was a Loughton ladies team.
Right, okay.
But I think with it, because like all the county stuff would be like on a... Because you'd end up playing like... You play like league, like club cricket. Then you play like county, like women's. Then you're playing like all the age groups. So when I was like 15, say, I'm playing like under 15 county, under 17 county, women's county, club county, like club cricket.
So you just sort of burn out a little bit then, do you?
And stuff and everything else. Yeah, it's just a lot.
What Beth's gone through here is what we all go through, but she's actually had... I was going to say the balls, but she's...
You say the cojones. Say it in Spanish so people won't know what you're on about.
She had the bottle to give it up. Most of us say all of what she's just said and don't give up. Just come back next year. Is that, yeah. That's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, but not. There's not many. I can understand where you're coming from because there's not many lads who are playing international cricket at 15 and 16. Is there like the pressure? You can only imagine how much pressure that was, having to act as a model professional and take it really seriously. At 15, 16, you just want to be dicking about, don't you? You don't want to be under the pressure playing international sport, mate. It must have been so hard for you. And again, I'm not being condescending. I'm just thinking if 15, 16-year-old me had to take things really seriously, I never would have done anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just like, you just like did what, you just got on with it. Like, you didn't really think much of it. At certain points, they people would start to realise and like try and like protect me a little bit and like sort of keep an eye on like how many overs I was bowling and like how much. Because like some weeks in the summer, I could literally be playing like four games of cricket and then having to train, and also like around like GCSEs and all these sorts of things. I genuinely don't think I even revised my GCSEs because I genuinely didn't have the time.
So are you one of the youngest ladies internationals then, Beth, for England?
Yeah, I think, I might be wrong, but I think I'm behind, Holly Colvin was obviously the youngest.
How old was she?
She was 15.
She?
When she made her, I think she was 15 when she made her senior debut.
Mad, because you're still developing mentally, physically. It's a very early age to get chucked into such a serious thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and then I was 17, so I don't think there was many. I don't know if there's one between us or not, or any people between us. There might be, but I think I'm one of the youngest potentially. Yeah,
cool. And you see, go on, Al. Sorry,
no, go on. You've got one more question.
I was just going to say, you haven't got any bats left, Beth, have you? for the record, Beth actually seriously looked off to the left as if she was thinking, "I'm joking, mate."
my bag has been residing in my brother's flat garage for quite a while.
Oh, he's definitely pilfered it then.
Now he's moved house, so it's had to come to my garage. But I haven't actually looked in the bag, so there might be one in there. But not sure.
It's in the post, Phil. Don't you worry about that.
Nice one, Beth.
Right, thanks for that, Beth. You've probably never ever listened to any of our podcasts. I think we touched on that before we even got on here. We're now at the stage
it's probably to be honest.
That's why she agreed to come on.
I've heard all your watch chat before, so I don't need to hear it on the...
Yeah, well, you've grown up with three brothers, Beth, so two brothers, let's be honest, you know what it's like, don't you? So
yeah, exactly.
Right, so now we're at the stage of the podcast where we get to the questions. Again, there hasn't been much going on in terms of content, but these guys have really... Well, they've scraped the barrel here, to be honest. Right, so we've got Stephen from Twitter. Now that the sun is out and with a lack of cricket, I'm struggling to find ways to occupy my weekends. Do you have any advice? I'm going to let Beth answer this one straight away because she's had 8 years of experience of it outside of the game.
Wait, what did you do your first summer that you weren't playing cricket?
I mean, I just like went on holiday when I didn't have to worry about when it would fit in or
yeah.
things like that. And just, I don't know, I wake up on a Saturday morning and be like, oh, what am I going to do today? Rather than, I don't know, getting up.
Get your whites on. Get your whites on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, feel me first. Get your whites on, come pick me up.
Like, right to Yorkshire and back in a day or something like that.
Phil, what?
What everyone did, just go to the beer gardens and, you know.
What about you, Phil? Are you with us?
Just play golf, mate. It's the closest thing, isn't it?
That's kind of love you, though, Phil, isn't it, golf?
Yeah, just play golf. Just get out in the sun, play golf, get a buggy, obviously get a lift there, and just get slowly slaughtered as you go around the 18. Your golf seems to improve as well the more drunk you get. That's what
you made it to the fourth.
Yeah, well, yeah, that has happened. By the 18th yesterday, I'd had about 6 cans. I was just basically doing donuts in the buggy.
Obviously, you live close to the golf course then, and you walked home.
My brother-in-law drove. He drove. We live in the same house.
Cover. Very good cover.
We live in the same house, one big commune family and everything.
Has he just moved in?
Yeah, he moved in. He's been here since the start of lockdown, obviously. He drove. So it was good. To be honest with you, cricket will be here soon enough. I think our nets have started now, mate.
But it's not the same, is it?
No, but I'm hoping cricket will start this beginning of July at the latest.
No.
Surely. What's the social chance, mate? Bloody sport. If you can play golf, you can play cricket, can't you?
Yeah, to be fair, it's not like you get up close and personal like in football. No. Football's restarting in June, isn't it?
Professional sport. They ain't going to get a ball rolling in some shit club up north just so they can get rolled out for 20 and Phil can bowl a few overs. Socially distanced. Phil, I've seen you square up, face like nose to nose, about 20 people on the pitch.
With an umpire.
You're with an umpire and all.
No.
That's what I mean. Umpires, they're going to be the most vulnerable, mate.
Do you know what? I just want to be able to have a few beers after the game. Playing cricket nowadays for me is a side attraction. It's the camaraderie and having a few beers. That's what I think everybody misses. So I guess when the pubs are open, cricket's got to start, right? It's a similar type thing. So
what's the summary for Stephen then, Phil? What should he do now the sun's out?
Play golf, shit at that. Play tennis if you shit at that, which you probably will be if you're anything like me. Just go fishing. Do anything to get out of the house, mate. Because you can't spend all. So you can't waste weather like this, can you? It's a travesty.
No, agreed.
Just get out the gaff and do. A lot of the lads have been doing cycling, but I don't know. I'd rather play golf than go running or cycling. I'm a bit lazier, I suppose, but people have been doing like 50, 60-mile rides on Saturdays.
Yeah, I had a bit of road rage this morning with a cyclist, actually.
Madness.
Who was in the wrong?
Well, the prick's not in the fucking cycle lane. Like, he weren't one of the people who thinks he's Bradley Wiggins. He's just this middle-aged bloke. He's all over the place. Like, he's holding up traffic, Epping New Road.
Yeah.
All over the place. I tell him, get in the cycle lane, you arrogant prick.
Maybe he was coming back from the boozer bill.
It was half nine, mate. Half nine. It was good effort.
He's on his way.
It's on the lock-in.
Nah, don't cycle. Cycling's for cunt. All for dicks.
Yeah, just golf. You played a bit of golf, haven't you? You'll agree with me on that one. It's not a million miles away, is it? In terms of you can have.
It's not, but there's no one else to blame. You today. There's some hit and miss shit, but. I don't know. You lose a couple of balls, and you look around and you think, it's only me. It's only me who can do it. And most of it's obviously in the Swede. And
can't blame the pitch either, can you?
No, you do. You definitely can.
Oh, you can, yeah.
If I had a pound for every time I said shit bounce, I probably could have bought Phil's bat that he got off Beth. There's a lot of shit bounces today.
I did take my golf buggy into the rough to look for a ball. I got it caught on a tree stump, and my brother-in-law had to drive his buggy over. We had to lift it off the tree stump yesterday. I was absolutely shitting myself. I thought, I've marooned a golf buggy. I'm never going to be able to play ever again at this club. But, Matt, we managed to rescue it, mate. And the funny thing is, I'd dropped my ball, pretending that I'd found my ball as well. So he saw me do that.
So you're a cheat.
I did actually cheat, because I think at that point I was on 70 and I thought, fuck, this is getting embarrassing, this, so I'm going to have to just try and get a shot back here. I feel bad about it. I've admitted to it now, Alf, and I'm going to deal with it now.
Excellent.
Phil, I've got a question for you, actually. How do you I don't know if you had experienced this. Alfie quite likes it when he's playing well and the other person's not, don't you, Alf?
Don't we all? What's wrong with that, Beth?
No, nothing wrong with it. But Phil, do you like rubbing it in to people if that's the case?
Is that, I like,
is that Bill or
everybody,
Phil?
Phil.
I like winning, and secretly I pretend I'm happy if my team, my colleague, you know, whoever I'm playing with, is doing well, Beth. But no, I want them to put every ball. I want them to take a drop on every single hole, miss with seven putts, and finish on 5 million. But no, I like to see your mate do a good shot. But no, nobody, male, female, animal, wants their competitor to win, even if it's your best mate or your family.
Right, Beth. Let's stick this question back on you. Would you rather score a ton in a losing side, or snick off first ball in a winning side?
Oh, definitely the second one.
What, snick off?
Nah, 100 all day long.
100 all day long?
I bet I'm with you, mate. It's all about the team.
Especially you lot, after the game, if someone smashed you, one of you might have got 100, you're all like down in the dumps, like, oh, this is crap, isn't it?
No, I don't think you've
been there. You don't care if you win, do you? If you win, it doesn't matter.
Me and Al have had some of my best nights. I've been bowled out for 30, and they've got it in 5 overs.
That's only because you've had about 5 hours extra drinking.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. So, Stephen, I think we've answered your question.
Golf,
tennis, you'd probably be, well, two very difficult sports. If not, get down to Garden Centre, plant yourself some new pot plants.
Or just in the park with a couple of tinnies.
There you go. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beth will be in there with a few Copperbergs. Right, so we've got one more question. Rob89 from Twitter also. Where would Donald Trump fit within the dynamic of a club cricket side? So we've done these recently on the... we've had a couple. We've had Netflix. We've had our greatest Club 11 or whatever. Where do you think Donald Trump would fit?
Well, he's noncy, isn't he? So he'd probably be a scorer. I've been watching that Epstein documentary today, haven't I?
It's brilliant. God.
Well, that answered the question, I think, didn't
it? I don't think you're going to get a better answer than that.
What about a playing capacity, Phil?
Oh, what would he see him as?
Big lump, isn't he? Is he opening bowler?
He'd be the opening batsman who everybody just tried to bounce out.
He's a front foot bully, isn't he?
Yeah, he'd front foot bully people and get his wig taken off at some stage.
And he'd stand first stick for the rest of the day, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he wouldn't run for any balls.
He'd chirp. He would have a chirp, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
he'd have shit chat as well, wouldn't he? Some of his one word, full, like, uppercase tweets, that's what he'd be like, a first slip.
If he hit a four, he'd definitely take his helmet off, adjust his hair, flick it back, and then put his lid back on like he was...
Yeah, he ain't wearing a helmet, mate. He's not wearing a helmet.
You can't ruin that Swede.
No, mate.
What Swede? You ain't got what
it's...
That's
what I mean, it'd be stuck to the Missouri. I have to send that one of those hats, like Hey Arnold hats, just with the hair stuck to it. So
he'd be battered in his MAGA hat, wouldn't he? Make America great again.
is he a bat eight and don't bowl, or is he a opening batsman? We've gathered that he's a scorer, and that's... I don't think you can get much better than that, to be honest, Phil.
Well, as long as you don't have any Mexicans in the team, then you'd be all right. If you had any Mexicans in the side, he probably wouldn't play, would he? So he's a racist as well, and he not only is a nonce, he's a racist out. So. We struggle to get him in any side I've ever played in.
Well, at least you know what kids are safe.
I can't believe you bought Donald Trump. I absolutely hate the bloke, mate. I absolutely hate him.
Do you, you know you have to wear a tie. Do you wear a tie as long as his, Phil? Longest tie in the world, mate. That tie is so long.
That long tie and those tiny mitts is the weirdest proportional thing.
Yeah, Beadle mitts.
Rob, God rest him, Bill.
Rob,
rest,
I think,
Mr. Beadle.
I think we've answered your question, mate.
Yeah.
Get him in the score box and give him some coloured pens and then you'll have a field day.
Yeah.
Just don't send the 10-year-old when,
when Zappa's on holiday. When Zappa and Sari's are on holiday, Trump can do it.
Beth is just sat here in disbelief, like, what the fuck?
What are these pricks talking about?
What else are you going to do on a Sunday?
I'm just enjoying it. I don't need to add anything. I can just...
Do you think that Trump would be a good scorer, Beth?
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty good summation from Phil, I think. Nothing else needed to be said on the topic, I don't think.
There you go. Well, that wraps us up for this week. Beth, thank you for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, cheers, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
Phil, I hope you're feeling better since we've had two weeks off. We didn't even touch on that.
Much better, thank you. Yeah, much better, much healthier.
Have you had coronavirus?
No, I had to go in hospital for an MRI scan and all this kind of thing a couple of weeks ago, but it wasn't coronavirus, Beth, don't worry.
We're back on the weekly.
Just a bit of a headache for a week and didn't know what it was, and it turned out it was just stress. There's probably the stress of not playing cricket and working from home constantly. There's absolutely no release, is there?
Oh, I feel we wish you didn't ask now.
Yeah. Well, you did ask. You did ask, Bill. You did ask. That's the problem.
I didn't, actually.
Apologies, Bill.
All right, guys. All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, guys.
Guys.
Cheers.
Take it easy.
Cheers, Beth. Bye, guys.